South Shore's Morning News continues. I'm Rob Hackelaw, along with Beth Foster. Every week at this time, we check in with our tech guy, David Snell, over at Act Smart IT in Wareham. David, good morning.
Good morning, Rob. Good morning, Beth.
We love you, David. Glad you're back.
Another week, another topic, Google Chrome extensions. Okay, let's get into it, David. What do you have for us this week?
Let me ask you, do you guys use Chrome and do you have extensions installed in Chrome?
Okay, I use Chrome. I actually don't know what an extension is.
Yeah, I have Chrome right now on here that I'm using with my tabs, but I don't know what an extension is either. I mean, I have an extension cord at home, but
I should know what extensions are.
Well, Rob, you're looking at your browser, right?
Yeah, I got the browser here.
Click up on that little hamburger menu, the three dots up in the upper right.
Got it.
Okay.
Then you see extensions as one of the entries.
Oh, I do. Manage extensions.
Extensions?
What's in there?
I have nothing.
Manage extensions.
It says Google Docs offline.
Edit, create, and view your documents, spreadsheets, and presentations all without internet access.
I mean, that kind of sounds cool.
So that's it. You guys are good.
Oh, really?
You guys are good. Absolutely. So Google extensions have come into the limelight lately because we found some things or identified some things that nobody really talked about or was aware of, that Google Chrome Store has just slightly less than 135,000 extensions.
Oh, my goodness.
And these are presented by companies and programmers and naysayers and also spammers. Over time, put them in Google's Chrome Store.
Okay, I know what this is now. I actually added a Capital One extension onto my Google Chrome browser on my phone, and it was supposed to try to find better deals. You know, if I wanted to buy something, it would, like, present something that was cheaper. And it annoyed me so much that I just turned it off.
Oh, wow.
That's good. Yeah. And that would be considered to be a vetted extension.
Okay.
But most of the 135,000 extensions, they've never been vetted save by people who use them or people who are trying to promote them. Google does nothing with vetting.
Why are you not? Wouldn't there be a process just to, like, to get into the app stores? How come there's not a process to get an extension?
There is. You upload it.
You upload. Oh, that is the process.
That's the process. But no one's really checking. It's an automated process.
Okay.
And because it's automated, these nefarious beings have found ways to get around it. In almost every instance.
Of course.
Are there any major red flags for these nefarious extensions?
Well, the red flag is if you don't recognize the manufacturer or the provider of it, you don't want to install it.
Gotcha.
Okay.
So, for instance, I opened up doing this and working through this. I opened up my browser at home, and all of a sudden it comes up and says, you have an extension that has malware.
Oh, no.
Okay.
I'm not going to say who installed it on my computer, but
tell
it wasn't
us.
Me. No. Somebody under my roof, though.
Oh.
Anyway, it's called Nimble Capture, and it's to capture full-screen images when you're on the web.
Oh.
Okay.
Which sounds like something important, right?
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, that could be cool.
Nimble Capture.
Yeah. But who is Nimble Capture? We have no idea.
We have no idea. Mm.
So what Google says, we recommend that you remove this immediately.
Wow, they recommended that you removed it immediately?
Yeah, but if you don't go into that little hamburger menu and look at installed extensions, they don't alert you through any other browser. They just, or any other means. You have to go in and look.
Yeah, don't you think that's a little bit of a loophole? Like, shouldn't they alert us if we do add an extension that's a red alert?
Yeah, they should.
Okay.
And they should also remove these extensions that have been shown to contain malware on a regular basis. But their automated process has been beaten up over the past 12 years, and they don't have a manual process. Obviously, that would be expensive to have people actually looking at these things.
Right.
So they're going to continue to use automation, and they're going to use more automation, which we do not think is going to make any difference.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because the automation is how this happens?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So you removed that extension that you didn't like. And then is there any other step? Do you have to clear your cookies and your history to, like, truly get it out of your browser? Or do you just remove it?
No, once the extension's removed, it's gone from your browser.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know. Okay. So are you?
It means we have to do it, though, Bob. We have to actually go in and look at these things.
Yeah, you have to be due diligence.
So should everybody that has Google Chrome just go and check the hamburger menu? Because you said, is that what you're calling this? The three dots?
The three dots.
That's what they call it.
That's so cute. I didn't know that.
I didn't know that either. Okay. So when we went in and managed extensions, we're good, meaning our browser on this computer is fine, right?
You guys are good.
We don't have anything.
Oh, we were talking about Wendy's earlier. So is the hamburger menu fresh and never frozen? No, just kidding.
Yes.
I guess I have a question.
I like a good hamburger. Okay.
So you didn't like this extension that happened to be on your computer, David. And so does it access private information? Like, what's the worst of the worst of extensions?
What's the worst
that
can
happen?
Yeah. Extensions just actually take full permissions of almost everything on your computer.
Oh boy.
This automatically took read and change permissions on all my data and all my websites. It modifies the data that I copy and paste. It can capture content off my screen and manage my downloads. Mm-hmm. So none of this would I have wanted an extension to do in the first place. If I had put this on and wanted to capture a screenshot, I don't want them doing any of this for me. But they automatically assume those permissions.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of trouble, I feel, I feel like the extension, you know, it's small in essence, but then it runs amok among your whole system.
Yeah, because it has the power and the freedom to do it. So, first of all, check what you have in there. But even if you go and check and you find what's in there, I mean, are all extensions bad? Are there any good? I mean, what if it has a 5-star review, David?
Yeah, which one do you like?
So let's look at the 5-star reviews and the recommended extensions.
Yeah.
Don't believe them. Those are all done by individuals, not by Google. And in many cases, it's done via unchecked spam where they can massively send comments up and 5-star reviews to make the extension look better than it actually is.
Wow. Okay, David, I have one more question because when I was in college, a lot of my peers and I, we enjoyed the StumbleUpon extension, which was basically a button that allowed websites to jump to different websites that are of your interest level.
Oh.
And I just searched it up, and Google Chrome has a Google Chrome web store with a bunch of extensions. Can people trust those extensions if they're in the Google Chrome web store?
No, the Google Chrome web store is where those 135,000 extensions are, and none of them are vetted by Google.
Oh,
okay.
So they have to be vetted by the individuals.
All right. So one other last thing. Then this is okay. Why would I have an extension? So at this point, I don't think I want an extension just after talking to you. So because I have no idea what I'm getting.
Right. And, well, for instance, I have a couple of extensions on my system that I want. One of them is my password manager, so it opens up in my browser.
I like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
And I trust my password manager, otherwise it wouldn't have all of my passwords. That's the only extension I actually have that is on in my browser.
That's the password manager from Google Chrome, right?
Well, no, I don't use that one because it saves it. I don't log into Google. Because I still don't trust what they're doing when I log in, not knowing what they know about me. So I use an external password manager called Bitwarden, which is a free program for users. It's open source, and it is a vetted and maintained program.
We might need to do a whole tech talk on that, honestly.
Yeah,
I'd be happy to.
Or like what David
advantages for years. And
yeah, maybe I would like to do one where it's like you tell us everything that you like for you personally.
And then we'll just copy it. Okay. All right. David Snell has got the latest blog up, Google Chrome extensions, what you need to know, and go read it. David, where do people go?
Absolutely. Go to xsmartit.com, click on my blog link. You'll also find a link to a Kim Komando article.
Oh, we like her. Yeah.
About even more extensions that you need to be aware of right now. And a lot of them come around with AI and ChatGPT. People are downloading everything. So if you're doing it, you got to check it out and make sure you're not putting yourself in danger.
AxeSmartIT.com. AxeSmartIT.com. David Snell, thank you so much.
Have a great day.
You too.